Sunday, August 9th, 2026. Take the devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, staying from Jeremiah chapter 48, verses 40 through 44. For thus says the Lord, Behold, one shall fly swiftly like an eagle, and spread his wings against Moab. The cities shall be taken, and the strongholds seized. The hearts of the warriors of Moab shall be in that day like the heart of a woman in her birth pains. Moab shall be destroyed and be no longer a people, because he magnified himself against the Lord. Terror, pit, and snare are before you, O inhabitant of Moab, declares the Lord. He who flees from the terror shall fall into the pit, and he who climbs out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For I will bring these things upon Moab, the year of their punishment, declares the Lord. The Lord alone is our refuge. Jeremiah's warning against Moab reminds us that no earthly strength, pride, or security can stand before the righteous judgment of God. Moab's downfall came because of its arrogance and false confidence. Like Moab, sinners often trust in possessions, achievements, or human wisdom rather than the Lord who gives every blessing. Yet God's judgment is not the final word for those who belong to Him. At the cross of Christ, God's justice and mercy meet as Jesus bears the punishment our sin deserves. The Savior's suffering brings forgiveness and restores us to fellowship with the Father. Therefore, we repent of our pride and cling to Christ alone. He is the true refuge when all earthly foundations crumble. The Lord calls His church to faithfulness and humility, trusting not in worldly power, but in His gracious promises. In Christ, we have a kingdom that cannot fall. Amen.